Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Wichitans may be asked to vote on a 1 cent, depends on how you phrase this. We're going to get into that, but on a sales tax on a March special election ballot to fund an $850 million proposal. Wichita Forward, a nonprofit coalition, called on the city council Tuesday to levy the sales tax to fund public safety, property tax relief, and revitalizing Century 2 and the surrounding area, among other things. With us now is Ben Davis, who is working with Wichita Forward on the project. Ben, thank you for joining us. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. And by the way, kudos and brave to you for braving this in shorts this evening. I give you points for that.
Thanks, John. And not just any shorts, but my Kansas City Chiefs shorts.
I am loyal to the end.
I am not a fair weather fan.
Loyal to the end.
I am absolutely loyal to my team. Thanks for having me on.
Wearing your Chiefs shorts. So I give you points for that. So Wichita Forward, give me a 30,000 foot view of, and then we'll go into the details, but what is the basics of this proposal?
Wichita Forward is a broad coalition of business and community leaders around Wichita who have come together to advance projects that they believe are in the best interest of Wichita and ultimately Wichitans. So the high level view is it's a broad coalition of folks from the business and philanthropic and community leadership around Wichita. It's nonpartisan. It takes projects, you know, independently and is advocating for this first project for the 1 cent sales tax.
Let me ask you this. Why now? What is the urgent need that has prompted this, that we need to do this now?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think a couple different things. One is the problems in terms of funding first responders, which I know we're going to get into that here in a minute. The Second Light facility, homelessness continues. I mean, time you've gone downtown or even started to go out east or out west, it seems to be just growing and burgeoning by the week. Those problems are not going away. Obviously, property tax relief, which is another huge one. We hear this all the time. It's something I care very passionately about property tax alleviation. None of these things are going away anytime soon. As far as we can see, the city's budget projections for the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years aren't looking any better.
No, from what I've seen, it's anywhere from $3 to $5 to $7 million in a shortfall.
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely. And so, looking at those things and seeing, okay, what is there an actual plan to be able to move forward to fund these things without drastically increasing the mill levy rates, without drastically increasing property taxes,
or cutting spending, or
doing both things like that? And no, there's really not a plan. A lot of problems, but really no plan to move forward. So I think that was the main impetus behind this. Look, I think a property tax in some form has been talked about, discussed, proposed for better part of a decade. Some of those plans are certainly better than others. You know, you had the one from 2014 and other things. They've all had various issues, problems, whatever. Right. But I think this has been a little bit in the air for quite some time.
And Brandon Johnson's solution is just to raise property taxes.
Exactly. That's not what anybody wants. Right.
Other
than Brandon Johnson. Yeah. Thankfully, he's going off. So no, nothing but Brandon Johnson. I certainly am not in favor of that. So we've got problems that are not going away, and we need to be able to fund them. And these are, many of these things are core services of government. So making sure that we're dealing with these things. In terms of just the political atmosphere, why, you know, potentially March 3rd, I think it's a matter of making sure that people can actually listen to and judge this plan as cleanly as possible. And what I mean by that is, going into, you know, we're going to have a gubernatorial election. We're going to have a constitutional amendment on what we do with judges in the primary.
Talking about August, right?
In August, exactly. And then in November, the political climate is going to be loud and it's going to be busy. And the fear is that we would throw this in there, along with everything else. I think 259 is going to go back to the well for another bond in November.
In November.
All those things. And so this thing would just get sucked up into all of these other plans and would be used by one side or the other as a political pawn, instead of Wichitans being able to come and actually listen to the arguments, both pro and con, and make their own judgment and vote their own way based on the merits of the plan, rather than how it's being co-opted or being drowned out by all of this other political messaging.
So this is why you want it on the March ballot.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. We want it to be very fair to the messaging, for everybody to hear it, judge it on the merits of it, and then make the decision.
I gotta push back on that. If for no other reason than this year, you came on this show on more than one occasion. On February 20th, you were on KWCH regarding the USD 259 bond.
Mm-hmm.
On this show, on a couple of occasions, you told Channel 12, you told us, my listeners, that the USD 259 bond vote was bad for Wichita voters because of a lack of transparency. It was unfair. There was going to be lower voter turnout, and that we shouldn't support a March special election because of all those things.
You mean a February special
election? Same thing.
Yeah, February 20th.
An off-cycle special election was bad because of low voter turnout, lack of transparency, and now all of a sudden you're advocating for a special election.
Yeah,
what's changed between the USD 259 bond and this bond?
Well,
or this vote?
Yeah, so first of all, the legislature changed the law to where you can only have a special election in one of 3 days. So
that
you can
doesn't
either
matter.
Have it the first in March.
What's changed? Because you and I both know.
Yeah.
The only reason people do special elections is because they want lower voter turnout so they can drive their voters out and hope opponents don't show up to vote.
I would say that's definitely not the case with this one.
That is inaccurate. I know full well that one city council member who supports this plan has told people, including me, that they want this on the March ballot because they want low voter turnout.
Well,
Dalton Glasscock has told me and others he wants this on the March ballot because he wants low voter turnout.
I can't speak for Dalton, and Dalton is not a part of Wichita Forward. Dalton,
you said on my show earlier this year, the only reason Wichita's doing this bond vote is because they want lower voter turnout. So my question for you is, why would you be, what has changed for you in less than a year?
Okay, here's what I would tell you. The Wichita bond was a horrible plan, and I stand by everything I said there.
I would
it
agree.
It was a horrible plan.
I'm not talking about the plan. I'm talking about the need to do this in March.
Let me finish the question. So there was no doubt in my mind that the Wichita school board and the Wichita USD 259 was trying to pull one over on people there to try to drive out a lower turn. And they were not anticipating that there would be any opposition.
I agree.
Whatsoever.
So how does that differ from what you guys are doing by cramming this through with no public feedback? No, I mean, you're going to have a couple of town halls between now and when it goes to the city council. Town hall, we don't even know when they are. You're cramming this through. Nobody's seen the detail. The details have got one website with a couple sentences on it. And then boom, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's going. You know what this reminds me of? No offense, but it reminds me of Nancy Pelosi. We got to vote on the bill so we know what's in the bill.
Yeah, that's a false comparison. There's no way those are the two.
Explain how this is any different.
Because in that case, what you were talking about was a massive multi-thousand page Obamacare debacle.
As opposed to this, which is a massive 800, 900, almost a billion dollars in spending.
John, I think you're absolutely diverting away from the main issue here. I agree with, in terms of what we said about the bond, in terms of lack of transparency, they had no idea that there would be any type of an opposition. All of those things are
being— Do you not think there's going to be opposition to this?
I mean— Of course there will be. Of course there will be. Look, whatever Wichita Forward is doing, all Wichita Forward is a group that has proposed and made and encouraged city council with a plan. There is nothing about this that is said and so. City council, They are the ones who have been elected by the people. They are the ones who will take a vote at the end of the day whether to actually put this on a March 3rd ballot or whether or not to put it on a March 3rd ballot. It's up to them. That is not a decision that Wichita Forward is going to be able to make. So Wichita Forward is going to have some informational meetings, absolutely. But I
know
would absolutely.
Have we got the dates for those yet?
Those dates will be released on Tuesday of this
on
coming
Tuesday.
Week. What I would tell you
on
is
the
that
vote is I, when
the if the vote would be December 16th, Tuesday, which would be the last city council meeting, I believe, of this calendar year. And so what I would encourage all of your listeners to do is to, of course, go to one of the informational meetings to learn more about the plan and hopefully, okay. listening here. But
I got a couple quick questions before we go to the break. Okay. So, and again,
but they need to go to city council. They need to go to at city council and talk.
Okay. So let me ask a quick question. Will there be an opportunity to change this plan before it goes on the ballot or is it set in stone already?
No, of course it could be changed. It could be changed by city council. They're the elected representatives.
Let me ask you a question. On the website, by the way, if folks are interested, if they want to read it for themselves, the website is wichitaforward.org. You can get information there. On the website, it says a 1 cent sales tax referendum, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is it 1% is very different than 1 cent. So is it 1 cent or 1%? Because that's a very different figure. So I want to make sure people understand, because when they think 1 cent, they think, well, 1 penny, that's a little bit different. It's actually a 1%, because 1% is much higher than 1 cent.
So 1% of $1 is 1 cent.
Right, but it is actually 1% increase in sales tax, not a 1 cent.
No, it's a 1 cent sales tax increase. 1 cent. 1 cent.
It's a 1 cent.
1 cent. 1 cent. Here, the
it's a 1 cent sales
it's
tax.
It's a one. The proposal that Wichita Forward is putting forward for city council to take up. Again, Wichita Forward is just a coalition of business leaders.
So it's 1 cent.
Encouraging something.
Right.
City council
it's
has
one
to vote
cent.
On it. It's a
gotcha.
1 cent.
Okay. So people need to understand
so
that
every time
1 cent.
Spend,
I get it.
Yes.
So people need to understand when they. But I don't think people understand the math, because 1 cent is actually a 13.3% sales tax increase.
1 cent.
1 cent.
Okay, and I know exactly where you're getting
right.
this. And I don't know how in the world that formula makes any sense whatsoever.
But, well, because people need to understand what the actual sales tax is, because sales tax is actually more than a dollar. It's not because that's what our sales tax is.
Okay,
so 13.3% sales tax.
Let's explain this. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. 6.5. Percent
right, right.
or cents
would then
is
go
man,
up
is,
to 7.5.
Is mandated by the state.
Right.
Mandated by the state. So currently right now, Wichita has no sales tax that Wichita imposes. Not one. 6.5
so
cents.
If you add a cent.
6.5 cents is mandated by the state of Kansas, by the legislature.
Okay.
1 cent was a law passed by the counties, by Sedgwick County in what I think is 1985 for 1 cent. Now, Wichita gets a portion of that, but that rest of that money is divvied up
right.
among the
if
other 19
add, so
cities.
So if you add 1 cent, how much would that cost?
It's going to take it from 7.5
right.
to 8.5, which is puts us at parity with all of the other surrounding cities, Andover, Valley Center, Mays, I believe Goddard, and others, all are at 8.5. Wichita
I get that.
Is at 7.5.
So it's a 13.3% sales tax increase.
Douglas County, by the way, Lawrence, is almost 13%.
We don't care about
actually
Douglas
gave
County.
That same formula. I know who you're talking to an actual
I know, but
professor
we don't care
economist.
About Douglas.
No, but
saying,
you should care. You're the one who brought this formula up. And what I'm saying
is
the math makes absolutely no sense.
But it's accurate math.
It's not accurate math. It's not
okay.
accurate math. It's not at all. I gave it to an economist who said, I have no idea what this even means.
So let me make it simpler then. How much are you guys estimating that it will cost the average Wichitan?
The study that was put forward that I've seen is a family of four with a combined income of $50,000 would cost them roughly $160 a year.
That's about what I came up with.
Yes.
$160 a year. Okay.
Yes.
Does the 1% increase include groceries?
You mean the 1 cent?
1 cent. Does it include groceries?
It does include groceries.
Okay. So
now here's
saying,
of course, yeah, it does
so just
include.
I want to make sure people understand it includes groceries.
So
now,
hold on a second. If you, for every $100, let's just do this here. For every $100 that you spend on groceries, I would just ask your listeners to say, so how much does that increase if it's 1 cent? It'd be a dollar.
I don't care.
It would be a dollar.
I'm putting it out there so they know.
And that's mandated. So when the state legislature took away the sales tax for groceries, they mandated that cities could not do that. So I would encourage you to call Dan and everybody over in Topeka to have them rescind that tax.
The tax includes groceries. Next. What would the property tax savings be for the average Wichita homeowner?
There is roughly $21 million a year in this plan for property tax offset, which is about 12%. So all of that depends on, you know,
I can give you that figure if you want to know.
The
average Wichita home value is $197,000.
Roughly $200,000.
Right. Okay. So it's $86 in savings.
Okay. $86 in savings.
On
the property tax. Now,
and it's $166 in new sales tax.
Now, hold on a second.
Do the math.
Hold on a second.
So it's twice as much in new sales tax for what I'm getting in property.
Hold on a second. That's with the property tax offset in the plan. The money that it frees up in the CIP.
We'll get to that.
The money that it frees up in the CIP can absolutely be lowered even more, which is exactly what should happen.
We will get to that. We will, by the way, according to the city of Wichita's 2025 budget book rationale for a sales tax increase, this is the city's Wichita rationale for sales tax increase. The average family in Wichita would pay an extra $352 a year with a 1% sales tax increase. That's according to the city of Wichita's budget book rationale for sales tax increase. So the city's own book says it's a $352 a year. So I'm just giving you an idea. We've got to take a break. I went way over. We'll be back. You don't mind sticking around?
No, I'll stick around.
You're a trooper.
Oh, this. I'll go all day, John.
I know you will. That's why I love you.
With half my brain tied behind my back.
And you will. You will. We'll be back. You listen to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back with Ben Davis. We've got more to come. Be back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Great anti-tax people, which is a great time for this particular segment. We're going to get right back to it with my friend. We are still friends, I hope. Yes,
we're still friends.
Okay, good. That's what we want. But my friend Ben Davis. I feel sorry for you, Ben. I'm sorry. With Wichita Forward, I'm still trying to figure this whole thing out.
Let me make a couple comments here. Okay, so one of the primary reasons why I have been supportive of this plan is philosophically for me being on the right is. I hate all taxes, but not all taxes are the same. I would much prefer a consumption tax than I would raising property.
Me too. Absolutely.
Or an income tax or something like that. And looking at, like I said before, these problems are not going anywhere. and seeing what the city is going to do in terms of a budget shortfall. And I understand the spending, and I would largely agree with that.
Yeah.
But I also think that at some point in time, what they're going to do is they're going to bond these issues out, and then they're going, how are we going to pay for the bond? Through our property taxes. Well, they're going to raise our property taxes.
Or they could just cut spending.
But they're not going to cut spending enough to cover all of this stuff in
the
CFP.
They haven't even tried.
But, okay, fine. But I'm not here to argue the spending. I'm here to argue what the alternative is definitely going to be, which is going to be that they are going to raise. So that alleged increase that you did your back of the napkin math on, I would love to see what that increase will be once they inevitably raise property taxes exponentially.
But see, my response to that would be
on every single person.
When they raise those property taxes, the people will be outraged enough, will vote them all out. Let them try it. I mean,
now you're dealing with a hypothetical.
You're asking us to support this, and I'm saying no. And
all I'm asking you to do is I'm here to present the facts of the plan.
Okay.
And then I'm asking your listeners to see, okay, does anybody want a tax? No, of course not. But what I'm asking is, based on what the alternative will be,
but I think
this thing comes into clearer light and broadens out the tax base, because I've seen the most conservative estimate I've seen is 20%. I've seen them go all the way up to over close to 35% of people who are going to be paying this 1 cent sales tax, or people who don't even live in Wichita. Wichita right now has over $1 billion in tourism revenue that we're not capturing at all.
I think the flaw there is that there are other alternatives, and then one of them is cutting spending, and they're not even looking at that. And the other part of this is there's a lot of parts to this project, and we're going to get to that, but there are a lot of parts to this project that aren't essential. And why are we doing all of it at once? Why not do piece by piece? If we want to do Performing Arts Center, put the Performing Arts Center, $100 million, 1 year, on the ballot, boom, done, paid for like we did in trust. Then when we do that, let's come back. Okay, Century 2, 2 years, $200 million, on the budget, in, out, done, come back. Do it like that, and you might get. But this is 7 years, $900 million.
Okay, let me.
But hold on, before we get to that, because there's so many things in here.
Yep.
I just want to finish off the tax bit here.
Yep.
Property tax relief portion is less than 15% of the total project.
It's based on the plan, the money that it frees up in the CIP.
But it's less than 15% of the total project. The same amount that's being spent on lowering property taxes is being spent on homeless and affordable housing.
Okay.
Do you think that those are equally important issues to Wichita voters? Because I sure as hell don't think that Wichita voters think homelessness and affordable housing are as important issues as property tax.
Okay. So we did a poll. So this was not – No.
You and I both know that I can do a poll right now and pay somebody to tell me a poll that would tell me that the sky is green and green eggs and ham is a staple on the food metrics.
No. John
– you did a poll of 500 voters.
John. You've been in politics a long time.
Uh-huh. Long enough to know that polling is bogus.
That's ridiculous, and you know it. John, if you had a legitimate candidate in here for governor or U.S. senator, and you just said, well, have you done any polling? What's the polling? Said that, no, polling's bogus. We're not going to do anything on polling. You would laugh them out of this studio.
I can find you a poll right now that says AOC is the best choice for candidate for president.
Let me finish. Let me educate your voters on something. I don't think you've done this with them. There are two kinds of polls.
Right.
Two kinds of polls. Polls that are meant to inform and polls that are meant to influence. An influence poll is a BS poll that you go out and say that John Whitmer is the smartest man alive, and I've got polling to back it up. That's an influence poll. That's the biggest load of BS. That's an influence poll. An informed poll is, I actually want to get a snapshot of reality as far as we can tell it right now to best inform decisions. Any good winning campaign is going to have good informational polling, not influence polling. We went with good informational polling because we wanted to see. Look, I don't want to run a losing campaign.
No,
so if I go to Wichita voters and this thing is dead in the water, I'm like, nope, we are not doing this. We are not doing this. So I wanted to see certain movers. We as a group wanted to see certain movers. And the top three issues for people: property tax alleviation.
Okay. Did you tell them in the poll? Did you tell them in the poll that less than 15% of the project would go towards property tax relief?
We didn't have a defined number in the polling. We said it would be a portion.
And the reason I asked that question is because, guess what? I got your poll. I've seen your poll.
Okay, and you got the text or you got the call or what?
I got screenshots of it.
Okay, screenshots of it.
So I saw your poll.
Okay.
And it was an interesting poll. But one of the things that was elemental in the poll was it didn't tell you how much of each. So what's very interesting is, yeah, it did say what was interesting and you could see the different metrics in it, but it didn't tell you how much. And I guarantee you, had you told them in the polling what this final project was,
and John,
I highly doubt your results would match what this final project is.
Let's go back to the very first question. The very first question was, what is Wichita Forward and what are you doing? And Wichita Forward is a coalition of people who has taken a bunch
but
of information
the three guys in your poll are two radical liberal Democrats who have donated to every Democrat candidate. I mean, keep in mind, these are three radical Democrats who have donated to every Democrat politician.
John, so, I'm not going to let you hijack this thing and make it into a partisan thing.
It is partisan.
It's not partisan at all. No, it is not.
Ben, and John, I both know.
You are being very disingenuous. You're not telling me
that the three guys that were just named as the spokespeople in that Wichita Eagle article aren't donors to Democrat candidates, haven't been backing Democrats in the last election, didn't give massive checks to Democrat candidates up and down the ballot.
Maybe.
And I know full well that none of them have given donations to the Republican Party or to Republican candidates.
John, that sounds like a problem you have with them. I'm talking about the plan.
Those three guys are donating to Democrats.
Those three guys may have been part of the impetus for the discussion, but this coalition is far broader than them. We have plenty of people who are on the right who have given to Republican candidates and conservative causes.
I'm just saying they're the ones
supported President Trump. This is a bipartisan. This is another one of the key issues. And see, I think you're trying to drive this wedge here to make the point about the voting. This is another
key issue. I wasn't the one that named them.
Why is this going to be on March 3rd?
Give me a name of a conservative.
Because we're not going to allow it to be.
Then point me to a conservative who's backing
me. I am a conservative.
You were hired.
No. I'm going to tell you.
Are you not employed
by them? Okay, first of all.
Well, you were hired by them.
Listen.
Give me one who wasn't hired.
Let me answer the question. I decide what projects I work on and what I don't work on.
Okay.
I knew about this plan before anything was ever said to me about being hired.
Give me one who's not employed.
Give me one who's not employed.
One of your conservatives who's back in the plan, who's vocally outspoken, who's not employed. Dalton's a conservative.
Okay, Dalton, who's not a part of Wichita Forward. He's on city council.
Okay,
but
so give me a Wichita Forward person who's an outspoken conservative.
There will be an official list of Wichita Forward people that is released later this week that will have it on there.
Okay.
And you will see names of people who are on that list who are absolutely conservatives who have donated to conservative candidates who would be backing President Trump, who have backed President Trump. This is not a partisan thing. This is not a partisan thing at
all.
That
I look forward to seeing.
This is not a partisan thing.
And this has been, by the way, kudos for doing this because the biggest issue that I have with this whole plan is the fact that there's so little information on it. And that's what I think has frustrated so many people. Is it such a huge amount of money with so little information?
And what I'm telling you is, and I appreciate you having me on your show to discuss this, what I'm telling you and what I'm telling your listeners is go obviously you can go to the Wichita Forward website, but
there's
more than that,
once
the information's released on the informational meetings, go to those, go to city council, learn more about the plan. Everybody should learn as much as possible. And I want as many Wichitans as possible to get out and to vote for this thing.
Yeah.
This is to move Wichita forward. And I'm telling you, when faced with the alternative of whether or not we're going to see our property taxes go up exponentially or whether we can have a 1 cent sales tax, which will be paid by 20 to 30% of people who don't even live here, that will sunset after 7 years. It's not even indefinite. It sunsets after 7 years. This plan, when brought into light, is far better. And I know you've been hit up on your phone with a lot of other people, one of whom was a disastrously failed mayoral candidate who I don't even know. I mean, he ran a pitiful campaign and is a loser as far as I'm concerned.
I'm not.
He has no alternative plan to fix any of these issues.
That's between you and him.
He has no alternative plan to fix any of these issues. And I would challenge him to actually give a better plan to this other than just raise property taxes. I'm pretty sure while he was actually on city council, how many times did they lower the mill levy rate?
Let's take a quick break and then we'll go into some of the specifics. Yeah. We'll be back. You listen to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget, you can always listen to us by listening to the Odyssey or iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps. Ben Davis with Wichita Forward is still with us. I do appreciate the time that you're giving me. You're a trooper. This has not been an easy segment or two or three.
Oh, it's been fun.
I appreciate you. So let's talk about the spending. You've got $225 million for public safety,
yep.
$150 million for homelessness and housing, $25 million to revitalize Century 2, $225 million for renewed convention space, $75 million to develop a public-private partnership to build a new performing arts center in downtown Wichita, which will then be matched with $75 million in public or private donations.
Correct.
And then that's kind of the gist of the spending.
Correct.
Let's go through some of those, like line by line. Public safety, that's police, and yes. None of that is hiring, right? We're not going to
No, nothing with personnel, because I mean the whole idea is that this thing
that obligates.
So this thing is sunsets after 7 years.
Okay.
So if it is passed on March 3rd, basically it would go into effect, the spending, I think, on June or July of 2026, and then it would sunset after 7 years. So in order for it to, something else to happen, you would have to have a whole other vote of the people
So if it expires, then property taxes go back up unless they pass another sales tax.
Unless they pass a sales tax, or you know, the city council gets its stuff figured out and moves the funds around and doing whatever else.
Okay, so we have to trust city council.
We're not hiring any personnel that would be a long term commitment or whatever. This is just for these hard projects. So the public safety element of it, roughly, and this is, again, this is just as based a proposal based on the city's existing CIP and budgets and everything else. So these numbers aren't just pulled out of thin air.
This is actually based
on the CIP. But again, these are just also recommendations of how this money, city council will be the ones to officially, you know, design what the official plan is, put it on the ballot, what people actually be voting on. This is just, you know, an encouragement of an idea of a plan. So roughly $65 million would go to police. We're talking about police stations, police cars, equipment, you know, protective equipment, vests, things like that. And then roughly, I can't remember, 130 some odd million would go to fire for, you know, fire stations, fire trucks, everything else. We've met with both police and fire.
Right.
They are very supportive of this. Obviously, I think a lot of these things are very long overdue for them. A lot of their money seems to get hijacked into other projects. And so they're really wanting this. I mean, we haven't built a new fire station, I believe, since what, 2009 here in the city of Wichita. I mean, we had firemen telling us that they had trucks that are often breaking down, delaying their response times to calls.
This is a core issue. I'm running out of time. Homelessness and housing. We've got multi-agency center. You've got $5 million in annual city budgets there, including investments in affordable housing.
Yeah. So the affordable housing piece, that's maybe a little bit. So I think what the thought is behind this, there's no one particular plan on the housing. What they're wanting to do is allocate funds to the Second Light and the Second Light board with oversight of the city council to then create create a program. It could be something, it could be a voucher program. It could be other things. Okay. There's no
you
one
do
program
know
designated.
That Denver and some other major liberal cities have done this. And then what happens is every town, city, township within 150 miles gives their homeless people $50 bus tickets and says, go. I mean, what's going to prevent?
Done what? Tell me specifically.
So what's going to prevent Waukini's mayor from giving their homeless people a bus ticket to Wichita and say, go to Wichita. They got an endowment, $150. Go live to Wichita.
First of all, they're already doing that.
What's going to prevent them from doing it more?
But what I'm saying is they're already doing that. A lot of these small towns.
How does this alleviate already, that?
We don't have the resources to take care of any of it.
Now we will. What prevents this from becoming a big open sign, say, send your homeless to Wichita?
No. Look, the homelessness problem in terms of people busing them in here, that is going to require some real courageous political leadership at the city, county, and state level to make sure that we are not a magnet for this.
How does this not make us a magnet?
I don't see how this necessarily makes us any
because
more of a magnet. We're a magnet now. It'd be one thing if there was a material change that makes us from not to going to be one. We're already a magnet, and we don't have the resources to deal with it.
Okay.
And this is a problem. I mean, anybody goes downtown, your life is under.
I'm running out of time. So, $25 million to revitalize and renovate Century 2.
Yes.
Keeps the Blue Dome, keeps everything, just revitalizes it, brings
it
up to...
updating tile, walls, things like that, paint.
Gotcha.
Yes.
$225 million to invest in renovations of a convention space, basically.
This would be like the Bob Brown.
The Bob Brown Arena.
Yes.
We're going to make it modern.
So,
that's the largest single expense.
Visit Wichita and others have done several analyses on basically the amount of money that Wichita is missing out on. And I'll say this because
I've seen some of those studies, all of the debates
back and forth in terms of Century 2. I think
if you build it, they will come. Basically.
Well, this is like, or this, or we tear it down or whatever. And I think this plan is trying to cut through the morass of that stalemate and just say, look, we have Century 2. We want to make the investments while we have it here, and we want a convention space. Like we're not into getting into the political debate of what we do with it. It's like, if we have it, let's get it up to speed. Let's get the convention space. We're missing out on a lot of business, and let's get this thing, let's move this thing forward.
Okay. So looking at all of that, there's basically that's $700 million that's current spending or current in the CIP.
Correct.
That would now be replaced with the sales tax money.
Correct.
So now you'd have $700 million that's in their budget.
Correct.
That would now be free money.
Yes.
Okay. What prevents them from now turning around and slush funding that and spending it willy-nilly on whatever they want? Brandon Joe or, you know, Mike Hoheisel wants it for this and Becky Tuttle wants
it for that. That's a great question. That's a great question. That's a great question.
And I've talked to Dalton. Dalton says that we could use that for more property tax relief. We could use that for more property tax relief. Just to be clear,
you're not talking about the sales tax money. You're talking about the freed up money in the budget that's being taken care of by the sales tax.
Correct.
That's now freed up within there. Yes. That's a great question.
We have to trust that the city council isn't going to spend that. They're going to give us more property tax.
I would say, and I would hope that you and I are 100% aligned on this. And I'm speaking now and 100% in my personal capacity here to say that I personally want my city council representative to take a further portion of that money to continue to bring down the mill levy rate.
Me too.
Absolutely. Now, to make sure that we're buttoning up our fiscal house.
Sure.
That we are making sure that we have police and fire fully staffed and, and that we have a safe city.
I agree.
To make sure that we're not having major budget shortfalls and to make sure that we have further property tax alleviation in all of this. Absolutely every single one of them should go on. Look, this plan, I reject any partisan nature of this. This plan is a bipartisan. This should be a win for Wichita, for everybody. Does it mean that you're going to like everything in the plan? No. But it should mean that there are going to be key elements of this that you either see as necessary or that you do favor personally and that we can get this thing done.
I'm on a break.
And again, faced with the alternative of this or raising property taxes, this makes sense all day long. And I think I can even get you to that point, John.
I think if this was revenue neutral, then I would be 100% behind it, i.e. every bit of sales tax goes to property tax reduction. You'd have me at hello. The problem I'm at here is it's literally closer to 82% spending and 17% tax.
And it's too much. I would tell you and your listeners. I tell you and your listeners to go to city council and to encourage them to balance it out more.
I've tried that. I've got to run. Ben, thank you, my friend.
Appreciate it.
You have been a trooper to the highest degree. If folks are interested, it's wichitaforward.org. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.